Walking to kill time. Walking is the only thing to do today. A stroll through the trash field near the city dump sees fit with such a sunny blue sky. I'm fond of the rolling hills of endless waste. My eyes move with excitement along the hillside, catching the refracting light against bits and pieces of metal and glass, highlighting the saturation of rusted objects and the subtle complexity of faded pink plastic trash. There was a perishable richness in the air, graceful even. You never know what you will find in such a place. You never know what you will see. This is where objects go to lay rest. Yet, it is also possible for an object to find new meaning in life here. Their identities transform. They acquire distinction through the process of decay. Not one piece of trash is alike in this field, nor is their current function. The exhibition is vast. It blends into the earth, extends into the canal duct and beyond. Nature. The kind of people who come around these parts are looking for some evidence of their own existence. They are looking for answers in the waste. Is there a clue? Looking through the junk is like looking through a mirror, mirror on the wall. The mirror says, "Your eyes are following us all through the town. What do they see?" My eyes refuse to answer. They turn up towards the birds, circling the trash, and pose them the same question. What do you see? Laughter in the distance. It catches my ear, distracts my caravan of thought. I know that laugh. I follow it to the edge of the field where the canal water meets the trash. Ha ha ha, look who it is. I stay quiet. My eyes communicate enough. The three women's earthy presence captures and paralyzes me. I haven't seen you around the Sex Supercenter for a while. Where are you spending your restless nights? You know, I'm easy with those queer bridge boys. You know Bobby, yeah? Yeah, he's so boring. I don't know how you can stand him. You should come visit us sometime. But I know you're probably worried we'd bite you or something. Well, look, Lace, we got a new cage. So next time you want to come around, you'll have the option to get inside and feel safe. With this, she snarls, a rabid dog's mimic, laughing all the while. Cheap beer spills everywhere, heavy and easy. Her head holds the stabbing eyes and teeth of a hunter. Her lips hold the bloody past of her prey. So bloody, her flesh almost drips. Baggy jeans hug hips, falling, 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 and a puffy cloud of boxers overcasts femininity. Confidently topless, with an assortment of tattoos arched across the abdomen, a rainbow of old English letters. Only God can judge me. Insane clown pussy. Whatever, bitch. Cold gold charm chains between the breast. Nails, bedazzled acrylic claws, hair, pigtails, a fade, and a pathetic ponytail on Kim, the only woman wearing a t-shirt. Pathetic because she has barely enough hair to catch it. Her hair is broken and pinned down, but she can't catch all the hairs. Her hay-like strands pop out like fine lightning, and her ponytail looks more like a nub. that moment, I didn't notice Purity X sitting on a cement block near a dying tree. Purity X only wore a t-shirt. She didn't have any panties on, and her vagina was either shaved bald or possibly didn't grow any hair at all. She looked like an old woman stuck in the body of a 7-year-old. Kim's prized pet. The other two women kept chatting amongst themselves. I distracted them from their find. Like I said, people always come here to trace themselves. They were staring at a cage large enough to fit a person. Hey Lace, help us take this back to our place, will ya? On the way back to the sex supercenter, my hands began to ache a bit from holding the cage for so long. It was much heavier than I expected. I spent much time with Kim and the others before I made myself sick. Mentally sick, you know? It all turned into a convoluted web of hang-ups and mental abuse. Vomit on my psychic pasture. You can't be too far away from certain kinds of people, and why I find myself in their company again after so long is a question I currently pose to myself. They squatted a derelict warehouse near Northeast 54th in Little Haiti. They had turned it into a witchy sex house of sorts. Kim always stressed how she started up the place herself, looking tough in front of others. She likes to hurt people too, something she enjoys doing in her free time when she isn't toying with the ego of the night. Put it in the new room in the back there with the old white rug. Following Kim's lead, we left the cage in the center of the new room. Room is perhaps too strong a word to describe this gesture of separation that consists of a few scraps of used drywall and cardboard that hangs from fishing strings. The rug was a dirty yellow, but used to be white, and there were long, unlit sky blue candles in red tawdry holders sitting on a small wooden table. A pile of more candles rests on the floor, surrounded by countless spots of wax. There were always enough candles to confuse the place with a cathedral as a result of the inconsistent flow of stolen electricity. A plastic bucket collects water from the leaky mildewed roof. There was an excellent feeling of the space in this perverted warehouse, even if my memories are beginning to fill it. The light filters through various holes in the collapsing metal roof, creating Rorschach light blots in the faces of the many mirrors in the room. Some broken, some in pieces, some whole. The only thing I can see in the light blots are the smiling faces of hungry ghosts. They stick their conjoined tongues out and try to lick me. On the surface, the hungry ghosts are happy to be so close to desire. At last, they feel close enough to it to finally grasp all that longing and synthesize it into a new psychological status. But in the bowels, they're secretly asking themselves, what now? Overwhelmed and always falling back into the comfortable state of pursuit. Lace, you going so soon? Don't you want to play? We got a webcam now and everything. I told you about the new site, profiling every mistress of the insane. I know you are on the lull with us, but maybe you want to wake up, come back, and play a little. I can make you a profile. You know, I'm only profiling the strongest minds with the most playful of pussies. The girls feed off the drive of the site visitors, which thrusts the flower forward. The universe is thirsty for you, my dear. We want you to unravel and reassemble the psychic structure of the collective mind-body interface of the user. Admittedly, my dreams have been jealously calling you. Perhaps that brought you back about. I am lustful for your thoughts. Oh, how I can delight in my own jealousy, the crazy feeling of wanting to be you. I embrace it. I want to push into your shiny brain. Let your mind act as a medium for my desire of it. Let me sublimate my longings, a sexual happening of the mind. I want to put on something spectral, embrace my nastiness and that of others. You know, real trans action, no spooks left behind. She was searching for my reaction. Although my face is calm, I can feel her siphon my adrenaline deep from where I buried it. I have no words. My obsession with simulation pushes to the forefront of my thought. I'm compelled to summon her desires and let them testify against my own. She knows how to find meaning in my pool of indifference. We've reconnected dangerously, and I feel eager, a sudden impulse to get inside her cage. As my adrenal juice pours into her mouth, she reads and analyzes the data of the nectar. Let's squeeze all the life force out of the vessel, arrest it, lock it in this cage, and eat it for breakfast after long hours of mixed delight. Milk the day out of the night, out of ourselves, pour it back into the central nervous system where it belongs. What do you think? The autistic comfort of being enclosed offers me a soft smile. Separation. Detachment. The mind trap begins to spasm accordingly. I get in so I don't need to get out. Separation from the chaos of reality. I feel everything around me as a pollutant. Every uncontrolled element in my life is a poison to my constitution. Alienating myself to avoid contamination, to maintain the illusion of control, the false feeling of purity. But what is there to control besides myself? This cage is perfect to feel control. It feels so safe. Everything is on the outside. And only I am on the inside. There are times when I try to engage with the environment. In these moments, I am only lying to myself, in a desperate attempt to cope with the present. If I can just limit the present to this, I don't need to pretend. I can just be. And I don't want to pretend. Kim is too real. She wants to play. And I truly want to entice her. Seduce her jealousy further, push into her structure, and unfold her complexities, perhaps even exposing my own. Further, I want to go further into it, collect every salacious ounce of the sex user, using my own visions, delusions. The message is clear.